track 11. And now we come to our features. And this week we have two short feature items from TNF Soundings. The first tells how a promising new treatment may offer long-term relief for people with macular problems. Early tests indicate that a new injection could help prevent damage to the retina caused by leaking blood vessels. The article has been written by Heather and read by Alistair. That is immediately followed by an article which describes how imaginative thinking is making life better for visually impaired people at home and abroad, from art to walking to cycling and even visits from the police. This article has been written by Fiona and read by Tanya.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This article has been written by Heather and read by Alistair Hutton. Hopes are high for a new treatment for macular retina problems after its acquisition by a multinational pharmaceutical company, MSD, part of the US giant Merck. A new injection called Restoret, developed by a company called iBio, is currently in early stage trials after the initial idea was backed by British investor Dame Kate Bingham. Dame Kate is one of the best-known biochemists in the UK. She won the Bioindustry Association UK Lifetime Achievement Award in 2017. Then in 2020, she chaired the UK Vaccine Task Force, set up to lead work to create a COVID-19 vaccine. Since then, as managing partner of SV Health Investors, she's been one of the backers of iBio, supporting their work to develop the Restoret treatment. iBio has now been acquired by MSD for $1.3 billion, and the new owners are committed to working with iBio's clinical team to advance Restoret treatment for the patients that need it. Restoret is an injection designed to treat retina problems such as age-related macular degeneration, diabetic macular edemas, and some inherited retinal disorders. The common feature of all three problems is that the retina is damaged by leakage from blood vessels. This then creates a buildup of fluid on the retina, bringing blurred vision and blindness. Macular problems are recognized as one of the biggest causes of blindness in the Western world. While current treatments exist, unfortunately, they often fall short of improving patients' vision or they fail to provide long-term solutions. The team behind Restoret set out to find a better treatment, and their injection is designed to strengthen the barrier between the retina and blood vessels to stop the leakage that causes eye damage. Injections would be needed monthly. Early results from the trials of Restoret this year impressed MSD, and they completed their purchase of the iBio company in late summer. Let's hope for success in the next stage of trials, and that we can look forward to this exciting new treatment being available as soon as possible.
Hello, this is Tanya, with an article written by Fiona about some of the projects that are aiming to improve the visually impaired world. From Vermont to Kent, from New York to Newcastle upon Tyne, determined and imaginative thinkers are exploring ways to help visually impaired people. It must have been an intriguing sight when, in Newcastle city centre, 10 council officers donned simulation spectacles to participate in a guided walk with the aim of experiencing the difficulties faced by people with sight impairments. The spectacles recreate the experience of living with a variety of visual impairments, including tunnel vision, reduced clarity of vision, reduced visual acuity, which is common with age-related macular degeneration, hazy vision, loss of binocular vision, and light perception only. The walk was organised by Tyne and Wear Sight Loss Council, who say there are more than 36,800 blind and partially sighted people living in their area. Obstacles for those with sight loss can include advertising boards, outdoor furniture, e-scooters, and uneven paving. The joint goal of both the City Council and the Sight Loss Council is to make Newcastle streets and the local environment more accessible by removing barriers for blind and partially sighted people. Newcastle City Council said it would take forward any issues highlighted from the walk for future plans within the city centre. The simulation spectacles packs used in Newcastle are produced by the charity Visual Impairments North East. Designed by sight loss professionals and available since 1984, they've proved to be an economical and effective training aid for anyone working with visually impaired people. In fact, some of the sets produced in the 80s are still in use today. Meanwhile, on the Isle of Wight, a blind woman's plea for help has resulted in a number of police forces introducing a new safety protocol for visually impaired people involving the use of passwords. Tina Snow was unable to see the warrant card produced by an officer at her home, and he had no other way of identifying himself. Speaking to the BBC, Tina said, "I had a police officer call at my door, but unfortunately he didn't have any Braille ID on him. I let him in, and I shouldn't have because I was taking a huge risk, he could have been anybody." She then approached Hampshire Constabulary and called for the system to be reviewed. As a result, the Visual Impairment Protocol scheme was introduced and has now been adopted by several other police forces in the UK. The scheme is designed to help blind and visually impaired people identify police officers calling at their home. If a visually impaired person requests a visit from the police to report a crime or as a witness, they can arrange with the force control room to be given a one-time password. That password will be shared with the attending officer, who must then give the password when asked by the visually impaired person. And now, moving across the Atlantic, in New York, radio presenter and avid cyclist Jeff London has been riding around Central Park on tandem bikes with visually impaired people. He joined a group of cycling enthusiasts called In Tandem, with a mission to provide tandem cycling programs to people who are blind, have low vision, and cannot ride independently due to other disabilities. They get together to provide evening and weekend rides in Central Park. They have hundreds of cyclists riding with them and, as the word spreads, more riders join. Also in the United States, in the city of Burlington, Vermont, artists have been using unusual methods to create a new mural on the South Burlington sidewalk. First, the surface was painted black all over. Next, a guide dog walked across it, followed by two people with canes and someone using a wheelchair. Then, an artist painted in the markings they left behind using vibrant coloured paints. Known as the Mobility Mural, it now greets visitors at the headquarters of the Vermont Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. It represents the ways people who are visually impaired get around, according to Shelby Glass, the artist who oversaw the painting of the mural. "I used black and vibrant colours to provide a high contrast. And that's easier for people who are low vision to see," Shelby said. Back home in the UK, the Royal National Institute of Blind People has partnered with the Turner Contemporary Art Gallery and creative agency Mullen Lowe UK to raise awareness of the importance of using alt text, alternative text, for online visual content to ensure it's accessible to blind and partially sighted people. To mark Global Accessibility Awareness Day earlier this year, these three organisations worked together to create an alt-text image description of the iconic Sir Anthony Gormley statue, Another Time, that stands on Margate Beach. Alt-text is a written description of an image read aloud by a screen reader to help people with sight loss understand the content of the image. Signage was added to the railings on Margate seafront describing Sir Anthony Gormley's statue, coupled with an accessible QR code, which, when scanned, describes the statue and provides further information on alt text. And finally, let's not forget grandmother Karen Snape from Warrington, who spent 2 months walking over 1,000 miles dressed as a giant Labrador to raise money for the Guide Dogs charity. The 66-year-old walked from John O'Groats to Land's End dressed in a hairy dog costume and has so far raised over £24,000. Speaking on ITV Granada Reports, Karen said, "The community fundraiser said, 'I've got a lightweight dog suit you can wear.' And it is a lightweight dog suit, but it's awfully warm." I'm sure it was. Well done, Karen.
DNF Soundings.